Governor Doug Ducey earlier this year launched an investigation into broken locks and unsafe conditions at the Lewis State Prison, and now the results are in. Retired State Supreme Court Justices Rebecca Birch and Ruth McGregor conducted the independent review following the release of videos by ABC 15 that showed inmates opening their own cell doors. From there, the public learned of cells being padlocked and what the report now describes as a, quote, casual attitude toward inmates leaving their cells, creating unsafe conditions for prisoners and officers alike. The details shared in news reports were met with calls for Department of Corrections Director Charles Ryan to resign or be fired, and last week he announced he would retire. Caroline Isaacs with the American Friends Service Committee has long been an advocate for criminal justice reform and a critic of Ryan's leadership. She joins us now to talk about what stands out in the report. Caroline, good morning.
Good morning.
So what to you are sort of the key takeaways here?
Well, I think that the most important issue is that this is such an unprecedented move for these kinds of problems to be investigated at all by an independent third party and those results made public. So that in and of itself, I think, is notable that this is ordinarily such an invisible system with invisible problems that the opportunity to look inside this billion-dollar agency and see really how it's functioning or not is very notable. Beyond that, I think that certainly to organizations like ours, none of this is shocking. We've known about these problems and many, many more for years. But again, the fact that finally there was some effort to take steps to hold this system accountable is probably the most important outcome.
The report noted that Director Ryan didn't really know the extent of the problems, especially at Lewis Prison, but did not seem to let him off the hook, either saying he should have known or should have created a climate where subordinates were less fearful, it seems like, to tell him about these problems. I'm wondering what you made of sort of how Director Ryan fell into what the report found.
Well, this is a state agency, and obviously there has been a profound failure of leadership that is contributing to systemic problems. So this isn't just a case where you can say like, oh, one bad actor, we replace this person and everything is going to be fine. This was a culture of indifference that was cultivated over years and reinforced by many layers of this bureaucracy. And so it's clear that Director Ryan is where the buck stops. That's how government works. And at the same time, what this report reveals is that he created a very deep and profound culture of indifference and, really skating by to maintain the status quo.
Caroline, what did these issues that this report highlighted and that the videos highlighted, what did this all mean also for officers, for correctional officers working at this particular prison, but in the system in general?
Well, I think the fact that none of us would know about this if it were not for the fact that those officers leaked the video, that's a cry for help. And so when you have, state employees that feel so threatened for their safety and for the integrity of the office that they work for, that they have to go to the press to demand accountability, that should be deeply disturbing to all of us. Because remember, we're spending $1 billion on this agency every year. So I would say, too, that this failure of leadership, you clearly see throughout the report that what that resulted in is an absolute lack of morale among all of the line officers, feeling that they are not protected, that their needs are not respected.
Let's talk about that money briefly, because it seems as though the legislature would bear some responsibility here, right? Like if the report is saying that DOC didn't have the resources it needs, those resources come from lawmakers.
Those lawmakers give them $1 billion already. This is the third largest state agency budget in Arizona. It's not a lack of money. The problem is how that money was spent. And you see in this report that they couldn't even really suss out exactly where that money went. That is a problem of transparency and accountability on the part of a state agency. The legislature gives them money every time they ask for it. During the economic recession in 2009 to 15, the only state agency whose budget was increasing was the Department of Corrections. So really what we're talking about is that no one knows where that money is going.
All right. We'll have to leave it there, unfortunately. That's Caroline Isaacs with the American Friends Service Committee. Caroline, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks for the opportunity.